Love.
Love Line is meant for an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, 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 hey. Woo! Yeah, get it on. That's Harry in front. I couldn't take it. The law wouldn't allow it. Woo! Yeah. Hey, my name is Adam Carolla. Good partner over there, Dr. Drew.
Hey, Ace.
Hey. I'll drop trow. I swear I'll do it. I'll drop trow right now.
This man
I'll
drop trow. He will do it. He will drop trow. He will drop trow. I swear to God, he will drop trow. He drops trow anywhere, anybody.
Right now. We'll drop that trow right now. Hold on. Turn my goddamn mic up. Okay, thank you. I had Anderson. I heard Anderson like nine times in my ear. Nothing, by the way, nothing better than when you're doing something and then you got, turn on. I'll tell you what, I did traffic or turn on. Like, coming in at 58 to turn on. Like, 58 degrees, Loma Linda, Carson coming in to turn off the mic. Like, all right, you got there, Chris? All right, everybody. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. And I'm saying, blah, blah, blah.
Chris, you just cashed in the goodwill you created before the show.
I'll tell you, I got to tell you something. I'll tell you what happened before the show.
You dropped trow?
I'll drop trow.
Did you drop trow? It's cold out there.
It is cold out there. You want to know how cold it is?
How cold is it?
I'll tell you how cold it is. Arcadia checking in at 58. Carson, 58. Cerritos, 58. Cudahy, 58 big degrees. Covina, 68. La Mirada, 58 degrees. Laverne, 58. El Segundo, 58. Duarte, 58. Lancaster, 58. Lawndale, 58. Loma Linda, 58 degrees. Monrovia, 58 degrees. Monterey Park, 58. Vernon, 58. West Covina, 58 degrees. Traffic and weather coming up at the top of the hour, boy. I'll tell you what, 8:29 after 8 o'clock. There's trouble, crisis in the Middle East.
No.
Britney Spears is looking to take a little time
off. What's up with
Look
Britney?
Out for brake lights on the 405, slow and go. Watch out, traffic in the lanes, 58 in Covina. All right, more news, more weather, more traffic, top of the hour, every, well, actually, we don't do it just once an hour. We do it every half hour, then we do it every quarter. Well,
let me get this straight,
then
Ace.
We do it,
so
yeah,
basically,
we do 8 to 16,
you talk about the traffic,
second,
you talk about the weather, and then you give the traffic
Well,
weather.
Here's the thing now, Drew, when you give traffic, weather, and news every 15 seconds, they start bleeding into each other. So it works. Like, say, I can only get through half
yeah,
the
but
Los
fair,
Angeles
you're not,
basin.
You're, I understand, but you're not just giving the traffic news and the weather. You're talking about the upcoming traffic news and the weather more than you're talking
I'm
about the traffic
my,
news
I'm putting
and
my, I'm putting my own spin on it, too.
Yes,
for
yes.
instance, like watch how different it is from city to city. Arcadia, 58 degrees. Monterey Park, 58 degrees. You see the difference there? You see how I did that? Now watch this.
You're a pro.
Duarte checking in, 58. See what I'm saying? Because when you're driving to work, let me tell you something. Many people don't have windows in their cars. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks don't even have windshields. So you got to know exactly what it is. And here's the thing, Drew. You get in your car. Sure, you start off in Pasadena, but then you go through Duarte, and you go through San Marino, and Arcadia, and Claremont, and Cerritos, and into Ventura County, and up the Bay Area,
God
and
knows,
then into Mexico
God knows,
and Canada.
My car might be pre-1979 when they began installing thermometers in every effing car
no,
on the road.
No, you don't know. You can't trust those.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can't trust those.
Oh, really?
You can't trust those.
Oh.
They wouldn't say El Segundo, 58, Loma Linda, 58, Lawndale, 58. They might vary. They wouldn't say the same one on every goddamn one. Oh, by the way, this just in, crisis in the Middle East. Trouble in the Middle East.
No way.
Yeah, trouble in the Middle East. Watch out for brake lights on the 405, everybody. Slow and go. Watch out, mattress and lanes. All right, well, we're all caught up. We do traffic, we do weather, we do weather, we do traffic, and traffic, and weather, weather, and traffic, and news every half hour, every quarter hour, every eighth hour, every 16th hour, every 32nd hour, every 64th hour.
You do a lot of talking about the upcoming traffic and weather.
I'll tell you what's coming up. I'll tell you what you got to look forward to in the evening commute. Look out for brake lights on the 405. Slow and go, mattress and lanes. Watch out. Something's going on in the 4 level cutoff there. Today we'll get that. We'll get that. We'll get a check in on that. And El Monte checking in 58 degrees. All right. All right. 829, 29 after 31 away from the top of the hour, straight up. There'll be more traffic and weather news and traffic and weather news. How much goddamn traffic and weather do you think you can pack into your colon each morning?
Oh, they quite a bit.
What goes on with radio? It's traffic and weather. Traffic and weather. Weather and traffic and news. News.
Well, news is one thing. You got to tune in.
I know
the news
is it's the same thing. It's always the same crap.
No. I mean, sometimes the last time? The news. What's the last time? Why have news on TV then? I mean, what same thing? I mean,
but when is the last? Yeah, but here's the thing. The thing about the radio news is there's two stories they just keep repeating over and over and over.
You don't want to listen.
At least you watch the TV news. You get a donkey caught in a well or something. Yeah. You get to see him get airlifted out of it.
But you want to be able to tune the news, get the story, and then
no, you don't want to be able to get that because you've known. Look, Drew. Other people go home and watch it on TV the night before. You go to bed. You don't watch anything. You don't hear anything. You don't know anything.
Right.
I've come in here and talked to you about stuff you had no idea what was going on. The whole day, the biggest story of the day. So, how do you get it on the radio? By the way,
if I don't listen,
okay. Well, then
but
quiet.
But if I do, that's what I listen for. I listen to hear what's going on.
Okay. Do you need the same goddamn story every 11 minutes?
But I only listen for like 11
Britney
minutes, and I'm off.
Spears is taking time off. Crisis in the Middle East. We got the full story. I like the full story coming up. Yeah, really? They hate the Jews. There's the full story. Here's the deal. You tell us when nothing's going on in the Middle East. Until then, we'll just assume it's crazy Arabs trying to kill Jews. All right? Then we'll move on. And then, hey, if that ever stops, give us a buzz. We'll talk. Other than that, fine. And here's a headline. Fish swimming in the sea. You know what I mean? There's just certain things we don't really need to hear about.
Yep.
When it changes, then we can hear about it.
Yep.
All right. Britney Spears takes some time off. I hope she takes 1,000 years off. Could you just take 1,000 years, please? Please? Hasn't she been taking time off for like the last 6 years? What's she been doing? What goes on? What's up with that? What's wrong with our society? I mean, there's hot chicks out there. Don't get me wrong. She's just not one of them.
Why
obsessed
about it?
There's chicks who can sing out there. She's just not one of them.
Yeah,
well, what do we give a rat's ass for?
Well, we've never been good at valuing exceptional talent.
That's where you're wrong, because Leif Garrett was a talent.
Serious talent.
A serious, bona fide
talent.
You know
what I mean? I mean, if somebody has real serious talent, we're like kind of not interested.
Yeah, I guess so.
We're sort of interested in...
Yeah. All right. Hey. Listen, Hop Sing, take your cello and your 9-year-old prodigy ass and get out of here. We got to listen to what... Cankley's going to come in here and do a little lip syncing.
Right.
There we go.
And I heard your buddy Ralph Corman on the K-Rock in Los Angeles morning show this morning talking about the 100 most overrated people in Hollywood.
Mm.
They finally made the list.
Drew, what were you? How many places did you take up on that list?
No, I don't rank on the list.
Oh, okay.
I don't on the radar of any of those lists.
Right, okay.
But it's William Shatner, number one. Curl, you in there somewhere.
Mm.
But and Britney Spears and Madonna's on the list.
Good. But on the other hand, we got to have Barbara Streisand do her interview with her, like, 10 most fascinating people of the year, and we get Paris Hilton on the list.
Yeah.
Fascinating?
No.
Really?
Well, no.
Fascinating. You lost your chihuahua. Is it? What's it? Nobel Peace Prize? You wrote a book? You lost a dog? You did a couple of, performed oral on a couple of guys. You videotaped it, and then you lost your dog. Is it really?
And some jewelry.
Here's the deal. Here's what makes you fascinating. You're not fat. That's the criteria for fascinating?
Rich and not fat.
Rich and not fat. Okay. All right, let me write that down. All right, Drew, what are we doing over here? What's going on?
We're disgusted.
Let's rock.
We're getting disgusted.
We're getting disgusted. Tasha?
Tasha?
Tasha, now that you've closed your semen's trunk, what's up?
Try number three.
All right. That sounds like you closed a
hatch.
Yeah, it was more sort of a hatch, and a steamer trunk, too.
Yeah.
All right. Where are we going, three? Holly?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi. I was going to say that you're awesome and you crack me up. I've been sitting this whole time, like, cracking up.
Oh, thanks, baby doll.
Yeah, you guys are great. I listen to you guys every night.
Thanks.
I'm 16, and I've been sexually active for about 3 years now.
Mm, 3 years? Since you were 13?
Yeah. Don't they call that in Oklahoma?
Late bloomer. I knew you guys were going to bust out the Oklahoma jokes.
Old man.
Yeah. Old man.
But,
yeah.
I mean, no, I didn't, like, start. I mean, I, like, haven't been doing it, like, often since I was then. Like, that was just, like, I lost my virginity then. But, like, I really started getting, like, active, like, last year.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about having lost your virginity at 13?
It's bad. Yeah, I regret it.
So that wasn't a good idea, right?
No, it wasn't a good idea. I mean,
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, okay. it was just a bad choice.
Bad idea. Yeah. By the way, believe her. You don't get that I don't have any problem. I don't get any weird projection feeling from her.
No. You know, how old was the guy when you were 13?
He was 16.
Mm-hmm.
So just bad, just a mistake, flat out.
Yeah, it was. I realized I was just young and stupid.
Huge 3 years there, though, by the way. The 13 and 16.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. See, dude, I thought I knew everything then.
Dude at 16 is a man, pretty much.
Yeah,
I mean, physically.
Yeah, yeah.
And a 13-year-old girl. 13.
Oh, guy's an idiot.
Okay, so anyway.
Anyways.
But sometimes you can't blame these kids where society is, though. You know what I mean? It's like, hey.
A 16-year-old?
Yeah, it's like, hey, go for it. She wants the same thing you do. It's like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know. Because if we tell a 13-year-old chick she's not ready for sex, then you're just trying to oppress her.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to impose your will on her, man. Let her think for herself. All right. So anyway.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I've been, pretty active since then. But, like, every time that I have sex, I'm like, it still feels like my first time. Like, is that normal?
You mean at the time of penetration there's pain?
Yeah, like every time I have sex, like, it just, like, it's not, like, comfortable, like, still. Like, and I was.
Does it ever get comfortable?
Not really.
Do you have orgasms?
No, not with a guy, no.
Why do you do this?
Yeah, sure, well, doing a lot of something that you're not that into.
Yeah, it hurts, you don't orgasm, you don't...
What really, if it hurts? Not, like, extreme pain. I mean, it's...
Why do you,
like,
do it? Why do it?
But hold on. It's like a job and no orgasm. So it's like a job that sort of hurts your back and you don't get paid.
No paid, yeah.
And you're not helping orphans either. You're just sweating up a futon.
And some DB is some idiot is getting, you know, his will is sort of being prevailed.
I know. Could there be less in it for a human being?
Right.
Yeah. All right.
All you're doing is being swayed by him. That's it.
I thought your first time it's going to be painful, and I thought, like, you have to, like, do it a couple times before your body gets...
Well, sometimes your body doesn't want you to be doing it at a certain time in your life. You get anxious, and your body kind of clamps down. There's a muscular contraction that causes discomfort. And you're sort of prime candidate for that. You're not into this. You don't want to do it. You're ambivalent about it. Mm. Stop it.
Where's your dad?
Where is my dad? My mom and dad are divorced.
Mm. Is your dad cut out? He abandoned?
No. We live, like, in the same town. Like, he just lives, like, down the country.
But do you see him a lot?
Point that you guys are actually in the same...
I see him, like, once a week.
Once a week.
All right. And do you feel... When did he cut out?
When I was, like, 9.
Do you have any feelings about that?
Not, I mean, really, like, I'm kind of, I mean, it was a bad situation. Like, it was a good thing they left because, like, my family, it was just worse while he was here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my mom and dad, like, just did not get along, and it was just constant fighting. So it's a lot quieter since he left.
All right, so let me say this, Holly. You're 16. You sound like you're 20.
You sound sane.
You have an old soul.
But sane.
You're smart. Yeah, you're smart person.
Sane.
You're sane, but no, smart and sane don't trump effed up dad and little troubled childhood.
Right.
Not wholesale abuse, just a little scrambling, and now you're underneath a bunch of guys. You're not really that into it. So you're smart. Why don't you slow down a little, find a relationship?
Yeah.
You know, you get on some birth control, you get to a little groove, you work it out.
Maybe wait birth
on
control.
All right, but maybe
you have a boyfriend?
I do have a boyfriend, yeah.
And
yeah,
everyone's in love?
Like, we've been, like, trying, like, to see, like, what the problem is, you know? Like, I want to have sex. Like, it's great, and, like, it doesn't, I mean, it's not, like...
Why is it, why is it great?
Oh, it's great.
Why is it great if it hurts and you have no orgasm?
No, like, it's not, like, okay, like, you don't understand, like, okay, it's not, like, extreme pain, but, when we first started, it's fine. It's just, like, it just doesn't get any better, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's still kind of, like...
You don't have an orgasm.
But yeah.
Right. How about some lubrication? What about that?
We've tried that. That makes it better, you know, a lot better, but...
Do you guys use a condom?
Yeah, I don't do it without a condom.
Maybe try different brands of condom, different types of condom. Well, Trojan has a bunch of different kinds.
She said
things.
She was on birth control.
I know, but she's...
Holly, you said are you on the pill?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's time to forget about the condom.
Well, I want to be really safe. I'm, like, really...
The pill is about 100%. And, maybe, you know, again, that's more evidence you shouldn't be having sex, the fact that you can't feel sort of comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't think you should be having sex. That's what it sounds like.
Wow. Everyone's got to wear a condom because I've seen the commercials.
Yeah, everyone all the time.
Same chance of getting AIDS everywhere.
Just walk around with one.
Yeah, teenagers in Oklahoma having heterosexual
monogamous
encounters. No different than gay guys just just cornholing. Just bloody cornholing.
I just need
until,
to know.
Everything is raw. No, Drew, you understand?
No difference.
No difference.
Ask college.
No difference. No difference. Oh, no difference. Why are the gays dead? Anyone ever ask that question? Huh? What? Hey, Drew, what about all your heterosexual friends that are in the ground?
Oh.
Oh, they're all gay. Huh? No difference? Gee, God must really hate the gays. I don't know why he's picking on them. I mean, if there's no difference, why is all this entire group dying? Interesting. No difference, though. How's that work, Drew? I mean, I'm not a man of science, but seems like everyone has a gay friend who's died. Most people don't have a heterosexual friend who's died. But there's no difference. Got to think about that one. Zero difference? Maybe it's like 2%.
No.
Maybe?
How dare you?
A little bit?
How dare you?
No?
Need to know if Holly actually had a pelvic exam to get those pills.
No difference.
Holly?
What?
Did you have a pelvic exam, pap smear?
Yeah.
Okay. And that everything was okay?
Yeah.
And when was the last time you had that done?
About 6 months ago.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's really about probably the condom, probably the way you guys are interacting. You got to probably slow it down, calm down, maybe not have sex, certainly not be so...
I'm trying to think of a straight... Oh, Freddie Mercury. That was a straight guy who died. He was a straight... No? Okay. No difference, though. Huh? Maybe just 2 or 3%. 2 or 3%.
I'm offended.
I know. I mean, there's no difference. You can't... And by the way, you can't judge. It's impossible to judge because there's no differences. But so a heterosexual guy, just doesn't matter. Gay guy living in Haiti, same chance. Heterosexual guy living in Oklahoma, yes?
No same difference. As the IV drug-using heterosexual guy, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Tasha?
Yes?
What's up? You're 20.
Yes.
What's your question, baby doll?
My supposed boyfriend, we've been together for, 2 months now, and I went over to his house Thanksgiving night. You know, I stayed with him, and then, we had sex, whatever.
Oh,
and then,
did you use a condom?
No.
Well, then you have AIDS. But there's no difference between... Yeah, am I right, Drew?
Of course.
Okay. I've seen it.
You could be, but I've been checked, and I don't have...
Well, you better check again, because I've seen the commercials. I believe Liz Taylor.
You had your first sexual encounter with him after Thanksgiving?
No. AIDS. She's calling from Ohio, no. Drew.
Hotbed.
Hotbed of AIDS.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Can I get AIDS from her from talking over the phone?
Are you wearing a condom?
I am. Yes, I'm a genitalia, but not on the microphone.
No, you can't. You're wearing a condom. How dare you?
Okay. Sorry, Tasha. Go ahead.
That's okay. Okay. We've been having sex for, 2 months, ever since we've been together,
Uh-oh.
And I went to leave on Friday morning, and everything was fine, whatever. Well, then he doesn't call me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm supposed to be, his, I don't know, he felt like we've known each other forever and blah, 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 and, and he would get off real quick, too, when we would have sex.
Oh, well, why did you say so? That means something.
Well, there you go.
There you go. What do you say?
That's different.
Yeah. I must be doing something for him,
Hold on. First off, that can just be an escape mechanism. Want to get out of that.
That's right. It can be a quick release. There are really two options. That's his rhythm. That's just his endogenous thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's a rapid escape.
Yeah, it's like a squid will shoot the ink out.
Yeah, right.
That's what I'll do.
Right.
So then I'll just fucking flying out backwards into the parking lot.
Let's be fair. You've got to explain to the audience that you've sort of you've perfected that technique. You've masturbated so much that powder, a cloud comes out of your penis when you ejaculate. So so you create like this. It's like
Batman.
It's like the Wicked Witch of the West. When you disappear.
Yeah. Except for I'm still standing there crying.
With your holding your hook.
Holding myself crying. Swearing never again.
No, I didn't say when you masturbate. I'm saying when you have a quick release with a woman, you have to escape.
Pow.
You take it to the point where it's a powder and then you go out
That's
and have
right.
your thing with your whoever.
That's right.
And then you escape.
Tasha? Yeah. All right. So he are you sure he's your boyfriend? Maybe this is just a little.
You went to
the,
she went to his house.
Girlfriend.
And she went to Thanksgiving dinner with the family.
Huh?
Right.
What?
Really? He took you to the family's Thanksgiving dinner, right?
No.
Oh,
no,
what'd
his
you say?
Family was his mom and his stepdad, and they were all in a different state.
Well, you made a big deal about Thanksgiving. Well, what happened at Thanksgiving?
No, like, it was just like, I don't know. Yeah, I was staying with him, like, and then, like, all of a sudden he doesn't call me after that.
Have you called him?
Yeah.
And what happened?
And he hasn't called me back, so.
All right, okay. Obviously not a good sign.
Let me say this, Tasha. There's not nearly as many. There's not as many coincidences in relationships, or there's not as much confusion as in relationships as society would lead you to believe. You watch these movies, and the person's phone number gets washed, right. And they can't make out the last digit, and they show up at the person's house right as the person is leaving.
Right.
This doesn't go on.
I mean, maybe once every 50 years.
Once every 50 years.
Yeah.
When two people like each other and really want to see each other and have each other's phone number and have each other's address and have got together more than once, there's none of that. Well, he hasn't called in 3 weeks. What does that mean? Do you think he's just tired? Or No.
I would be more concerned something happened to him. If he actually is into you, I'd be more concerned that he's in a hospital somewhere.
Yeah, when you're really into somebody, there's no such thing as, well, it is finals week.
Yeah,
you get the phone call.
No.
Well, he's tired. He's working a double shift. You get the call from work. I mean, we all know this. Listen, everyone, you know that feeling of when you're really into somebody.
Yeah.
You can't keep them away.
There are people that are total a-holes, men, who, once they get the relationship established, will start sort of ping-ponging. They'll kind of be there sometimes when they feel like it, not when other times. And they actually do like you as much as they are capable of.
Right,
kind
but
of
they
a-hole.
Sort of feather the gas a little.
Right, and that's just an a-hole.
Right.
And a regular guy who wants to be with you is with you.
Right.
And the guy who's telling you it's over starts backing away, starts pulling out. But
he doesn't tell you it's over, though.
I'd go to his house. I'd check out. I would be concerned with his physical well-being.
I wouldn't. I would just say, look, if his corpse is rotting in the living room, so be it. And if not, that's less than a tenth of 1%. The real high percentage smart money is he's just being an a-hole. And you've called him. He should call you.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
Everybody, just please play along with that. And the yo-yoing, feathering the throttle guy, the guy who gets established in a relationship, a little cathartic group perhaps, and then likes to feather it a little bit. You don't want to be with that guy anyway.
Right. That's right.
Because he'll just sort of reel it in.
Unfortunately,
and back
those
off.
Are the guys, because they're random reinforcers.
Right.
They get established firmly with the women.
Right. You get, you get away from the guy, 5 weeks goes by, and the phone rings at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of thinking.
Yeah.
That's how you know. By the way, that's the first thing you know, these guys are liars, because they're incapable of doing a lot of things.
No,
a medium amount of
any
thinking.
Any male that starts any discussion with, I've been doing a lot of thinking, just hang up. Just run.
Here, by the way, I've been doing a lot of thinking means he's staring at his penis while he's talking to you and drunk.
At porn or something. That's what he's thinking about.
Yeah. Dasha, just replace I've been doing a lot of thinking with I haven't been getting laid.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you should be hearing.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You do the I haven't been getting laid at the same time I do the I've been doing a lot of thinking. You ready? We'll call up Tasha.
Okay.
What's this guy's name, Tasha?
Will.
All right, Drew. Now, do you know your line?
I haven't been getting laid.
Yeah. All right. Now, I'll cue you and I'll say it simultaneously. Okay. Here's what it should sound like to you now. Okay?
Bring.
Bring.
Hello?
You got to pick up. Bring.
Tasha, pick up the phone.
Bring.
Hello?
Bring. Hey, Tasha, this is Will.
Mm-hmm. Hi. How are you doing?
Well, I've been doing a lot of thinking. Hey, Drew. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's what you should hear. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Listen.
Okay. Let's keep going with it a little bit. Let me play a little more Subliminal Man. I'll do a little more Subliminal Man.
We'll try a little more?
Yeah. Let's keep talking, Tasha. Will.
All right. So
I've been thinking.
Okay. I just feel like I need to see you right now.
I've been trying to get there, but I can't.
You know, you don't.
I've been turned down by 3 other girls.
You know, the old me.
But you're the number one.
Okay.
That was the old me.
Like, where have you been for like the last 3 weeks, you know? And he was like, up and call me. Like,
I just needed
like,
time
in the Bar Chasing Chicks.
I just needed
in the
time
Bar Chasing Chicks.
I just
in the
needed
bar chasing
time
chicks.
To think.
God damn it, crying and masturbating and watching porn.
Yeah. You know,
I haven't been getting
get
laid.
You're out of my head, baby.
I've not been getting laid.
Story, you know, I'd be like, hey, we'll come right over. Since you're playing with yourself, I'll do it for you.
All right, baby.
Oh, Tasha.
She's put on 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Baby, what's going on? Let's go.
Relax.
What's going
on? Break it down.
You going to junior college? What's happening? You working? What's going on over there?
Yeah.
Junior college.
All right,
college.
That's enough junior college. It's poisoning your mind. You understand?
Suddenly, I'm getting a clear picture of this guy as an a-hole.
Yeah.
When Tasha started sort of showing her stuff.
Let me say this about junior college.
Yeah.
Sure. I haven't spoken about it before, but here's the thing about junior college. Junior college, it's really, you know what their sign should say? Their sign should read in front of it, should say, molding idiots into retards. It's like, we take sort of sub-average academia, and we actually mash them into the unemployable.
Chris is offended. You should see him over there. Just, like,
100 years
angry.
Of molding idiots into tards.
Totally offended.
Yeah, because what it is at least when you're an idiot, you were just out on the street, you could get a job. Now you're an idiot with an excuse. Now you got an idiot on an eight-year plan of no work. There you go. You're an idiot on disability now, and I'm going to school, and above reproach. No one ever says anything. What are you doing? I'm going to school right now. Oh. That's what it is. You're actually, were we hobble idiots. That's what it should read. Sorry, Chris, I can speak freely about junior college because I only have that one class at noon. If you're taking a full load over there, you know, I wouldn't say anything, of course.
Time for break, Mr. Krola.
All right, buddy. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Love line, everybody.
You mean you should have got an A since you copied it from the Asian chick in front of you?
She
gave you a D because she knew you cheated.
Well, I was telling, God, I wish I could remember that fat teacher's name and tell her to kiss my hairy ass. Mi amo es Paco. Yeah, I was explaining to Drew that I had to, the only time I ever studied in junior high or high school or did any kind of homework or anything was a couple days.
Any homework.
No, Annie.
Annie, yeah.
Annie.
Yeah.
Now, Drew doesn't understand that.
Zero. I want to emphasize that. You mean Annie, you don't mean like you did the minimum. You did none.
No, zero.
Until?
Until there was 2 days left in the my senior year of high school. I didn't have enough credits to graduate, or I don't even know if they're credits or whatever it was. I failed. Well, I was ceramics majors, you know, and failed driver's ed. Kiss my ass, Mr. Gregory. You old F. You rot away. Cry into your Swanson's hungry man, you old F. You crappy comb over.
Weathered feldspar,
and then Mr. Diliberti, who can kiss my hairy ass over there, too. Have fun with your 38 grand a year, you old puke. Failed me out of biology. I wasn't able to graduate unless I passed my finals in Spanish. So
you
I actually studied.
And then you copied from the Asian chick.
I did copy from the Asian chick in front of me,
so
because that's called insurance.
But you should have gotten a better grade based
I
on
should, yeah, because I pretty much went verbatim for her stuff, and I know she got an A or a B, got a D, and I was outraged, but it didn't matter because all I needed was a passing grade to get a D
in
the class.
Mrs. Paco, whatever her name is, certainly didn't want to see you back next year.
No. Well, first off, I want to come back next year.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She wanted you to pass, too.
All right. And here's the moral of the story. Has anybody ever wanted to see my high school diploma? Sorry for spitting on you, Drew. Just spit on Drew.
But here's the deal. You could have either gone into the illustrious career of carpet cleaning, which you entered,
yeah.
Or entered the eternal math class like Chris.
Yeah. Yeah, what? Chris has entered the purgatory of math. He's been going to the same math class.
Even in purgatory, you're supposed to go up the different levels. Right,
right. Oh, there's different levels?
Yeah, he's supposed to move up towards heaven eventually.
Well, let's just make it like the iron lung math classes. He's just locked in one place. I've known him for over a year now. He's been taking the same math class. What's going on, Chris?
Pretty much. Well, I'm actually going to pass this time, hopefully.
Are you going to pass?
Hopefully, yeah.
And then you parlay that into another math class, or what goes on?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Really?
I'm confused.
When
I ran into you working with Pat Morita there over at the Starbucks, I ran into Chris one day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He was working with some guy.
Yeah, we were just going over the schedules and stuff.
That was a year and a half ago.
A different math class.
That was a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Certainly a year ago. Well, what's happened?
That was beginning math. This is math 101, and then he makes his way into intermediate math, and then it's back to beginning, and then basic math.
It takes time, yeah.
It's a 400 math class.
Gluttony, avarice,
yes,
lust, just all the different levels of purgatory.
All right, buddy, let's go. I'm ready to put you to work, by the way.
All right, let's do it.
All right, give me a coffee. All right, buddy. Here we go now. I told you I was going to put you on the air, didn't I?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Now, remember we worked out that thing where you say, hey.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Got it now.
Yeah, because we were talking about this a couple, maybe last week, which is I talk on the cell phone about 2 hours a day. 2 hours a day, at least 40 minutes out of that, the phone is cut off and I don't know it. And I'm usually in the middle of a long-winded rant.
No.
That
really?
Yes. It coasts on for about 15 minutes and then it stops and I go, hello? Hello? And then it's silent. And then there's the other embarrassing one where you're doing the rant and you get gunshot and you stop in the middle and you go, are you there? And they go, yeah. So I noticed in Japan, they just say, hey. And they just keep saying, hey. Yeah. And the person just keeps agreeing.
Hey.
I can't watch Drew. I want you to do it with me. I'm going to do my very basic, don't hi yet. I'm going to do my very basic traffic rant, and here's what it would sound like. I don't want people to start doing this on the cell phone, too. I don't understand why the left-hand arrows ever have to turn red. I mean, I just turn, and I turn. Now, Drew, you got
to
get that.
I want to give you a little chance to get into it. Come on, come on, come on.
Oh, okay.
You got to trust the guy at the other end, too. You can't insist on a hi every sentence, or do you need that kind of validation?
I kind of do, yeah.
Okay,
I kind of do. You want to try it again?
Yeah.
Hi.
You gave it yourself.
Hey, what happened to the left hand? What happened to the left lane?
Hey.
I don't understand. In Germany, they have a left hand lane on the freeway. It's called the passing lane.
Hey.
In Los Angeles, there's no difference between the left hand lane and the passing. Am I right, Drew?
Hey.
Am I right?
Hey.
Am I right?
Hey.
All right. You see how that works, Chris?
Very, very good.
No. Hey.
Hey.
There you go. That's all. I just want people to start adopting, especially on the cell phone, at least when they're dealing with me.
Mm, sure.
All right. All right, Chris, you ready to rock on?
Let's rock.
What kind of math are you studying? I'm so curious.
Just whatever.
Come on, leave him alone, buddy.
I'm just curious.
Come on, leave him alone. You know, hot shot over there because I went to college. I graduated college.
Hey, Claire.
Yeah?
What's going on? You're 22.
Yes, I am, and I'm calling from Pasadena.
Hi.
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 I have a question about my boyfriend. We've been dating for 2 years now, and he does not want to have sex anymore.
Excuse me a second, Claire. Hang on a second.
Yes.
You answer North American Indian, I'll answer Japanese.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. He does not want to have sex anymore.
No, he doesn't
want
to.
Hey.
No, and we have a great time. We have a great time everywhere else, but he just, you know, not into it anymore, I guess.
Bad sign.
Yeah.
Not a good sign. How old is this guy?
He's 25.
25. 3 years is, to me, 3 years at 22. If you told me you were 19, you've been in a 3-year relationship, say you got to end it tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you tell me you're 22 and you've been in a 3-year relationship, you got to end it Friday.
Well,
Friday.
It's something needs to happen. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
It needs to evolve. One way or the other.
He's coasting.
Yeah. He's coasting.
It's coasting.
Or let's make sure it's not something biological going on. Is he on medication?
No, but his family has had a horrible history with his sister and his brother, and they were both accused of molesting each other. And they had a horrible relationship together, and they went through counseling for one of them molesting the other, but they don't still have the full story.
But was he involved in a lot of this chaos? Was it a very dysfunctional family through and through?
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they both had brain tumors.
And does he got any other problems, sexual compulsions, addiction, anything else going on?
No, none at all.
Mm-mm. And your relationship otherwise has been stable and good?
Wonderful, yes.
And he started Ghost. And how long has he been out of the game?
Probably, well, I would say about a year. I've been trying everything, like lingerie and all fun stuff.
Stop.
But
are you looking to get married?
Yeah, probably, eventually, I would say.
I got to try that. Just stop all of a sudden and see if my wife starts trying to...
Nice dinners, bathtub, baths, everything.
Oh, that's the problem.
Yeah.
We got to shut it down, Adam. That's the problem here.
Yeah, I'm going to reel it in. Hey, hey, Claire. Your wife would just threaten you with a kitchen knife. Get a boner.
And your wife would call an undertaker.
I'm about there.
Okay. I think you need to talk to him.
Why? Yeah. What does he say when you bring this up?
Well, he says that, you know, it's just something
he's
that he has
tired.
To work through. He's tired. He had a long day. He worked all day.
Well, that's all BS, frankly, because that's what all these guys always say.
Yeah.
Also, you need to tell him, look, let's not break this down any further than we have to. Just get a boner and let's get crack-a-lackin', or there's something big we're missing.
You know, I wonder if he's, you know, sometimes these guys get into these weird excessive masturbation things. There's just no steam left. With that kind of family history, you'd be set up for that.
She's not going to know. But let me say this, Drew. You compare it to exercise.
Yeah.
It's like it's cold outside. You don't feel like getting up off the sofa.
Right.
You feel a million miles away. And as soon as you get that first block under your belt on your jog, it's like you're just into it. Juice is flowing. Everything's lubed
up.
That's
true, but that's mostly advice we give to women.
I know, but it can be that way for guys sexually, too, that get into a little rut and they get a little whatever. Just keep going.
Yeah.
Just pay
attention.
Yeah, unless there's a problem. Claire?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think he's a compulsive or excessive masturbator, do you?
No, he's not sexual at all. I've tried porn, and he isn't into that. And I tried going back into his history, and he doesn't really have a sexual history with
him. All right, well, you guys are going to have to talk.
He's a little more complicated than average.
He's going to have to look into this a little bit, and you're going to have to be prepared to realize at 22, after being in for 3 years, that it might be time. You guys just may be incompatible. Doesn't mean you're bad people.
And you may have taken on a project with this guy, more than you realize.
Speaking of a project, Tom is calling. Tom?
Hey, what's up?
You're 25. You run a group home?
I'm a counselor at a residential treatment center.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for a woodworking project that I can do that doesn't involve saws or... glues that they can sniff or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what they want to do. They want to make pipes.
Yeah. How about a nice hash pipe?
That's what they want to do.
Or a nice PVC bong. That's nice.
That's what they all want to do. Trust me.
The glues, by the way, today's glue doesn't really have much kick to it. Just your white or yellow woodworking glue, or I have these new resin-based glues. They don't really smell like anything. I mean, the stuff you get a little buzz off, you can get a buzz off some lacquer thinner or some two-part, you know, epoxy or something like that. But, glues don't have much kick to them. So don't worry about the glue. And what's the soft part? You worried about them stabbing themselves or something?
Or each other.
God, no. It's just a liability, you know.
Yeah, you can't keep sharp stuff around them.
Can't you? Right. Yeah. And you want a project for each individual to make, or do you guys all want to work on one big,
ideally, it would be nice to make something for the whole
Why don't they make a deck?
Yeah.
Let's go to Drew's house and make a deck.
He's been wanting
a deck for 2 years. Or how about like a tree house or something? I mean, to me, instead of telling everyone to spread out and work on their own toothbrush hanger thing where you cut out a thing to look like a tooth and put a bunch of eye hooks on it, why not just all work on some sort of like clubhouse or tree house or something like that?
Still need saws and hammers, though, and nails.
Can you guys leave the property?
Yeah, occasionally.
How about some kind of Habitat for Humanity or something? You volunteer for one of those things.
Yeah, we can do that.
There you go.
Nah, look, I know this is all boring, but here's my suggestion. Look, if you want to work with wood, eventually you're going to have to bust out a saw.
Right.
I mean, you just can't take a spoon and carve a kayak out of a tree, you know?
But maybe they're going to have, maybe somebody could be the cutter kind of thing. Is that possible?
Yeah.
That's probably not possible. They could watch, you know, I could do it. And
right, somebody cuts.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Tom, are you a woodworker?
I've done some woodworking. Yeah, my dad actually has a woodworking business.
All right. So, yeah. Oh, really? Wow. How proud you must be. Talk about noble. You know what? Paul Bunyan's your dad. Awesome. Here's a... Wait, what's Paul Bunyan do?
Lumberjack.
Wait, it was a lumberjack, yeah. Wait, who was... Oh, I'm thinking of John Henry. I was a steel-driving man.
Oh.
He did the railroad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Bunyan cut the trees down, right?
Yeah.
Bunyan didn't do anything with the railroad? Just trees?
No, I think... Didn't he drive a...
Bunyan is a ridiculous name for a guy.
By the way.
Bunyan? Yeah. A wart you get on your foot? Yeah. So you're going to name a guy after once? Yeah.
Probably means something... Yeah, Norwegian or something.
What's his name? Like a Frank Carbuncle. He was a proud man, Carbuncle was. A festering, proud man. Needed to be lanced. All right.
Hey, that's going nowhere. Let's go.
All right. Let's take a break, Drew. We got to break it down. I'm sorry it wasn't enough help at Tom, but I don't know what kind of project you can make.
I like
that
humanity idea. That's a great idea.
I like the treehouse thing. Yep. Later on, people can hang themselves from it.
Oh,
all right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah, Loveline. It's the Ace Man, his faithful companion, Dr. Drew. Looking good over there, buddy.
Faithful, yeah.
Hey!
Hey!
8:29, 29. Give yourselves a hand. Woo, tell you, I crack my own ass up. Tell you, we got to hop back on the phones, Drew. Get to the callers. What do you say? First, quick run down the right.
Oh,
58
yes.
In Arcadia, 58 Carson. Cerritos checking in, 58. City of Commerce, 58. Covina, 58. Culver City, 58. Cudahy, 58. Laverne, 58. Irwindale, 58. La Mirada, 58. El Segundo, 58. Duarte checking in. Controversial, 58. Lancaster, 58. Lawndale, 58. Loma Linda, 58. Monrovia, 58. Monterey Park, 58. Vernon, 58. And West Covina finally checking in, 58 degrees. News, weather, traffic. Top of the hour. Trouble in the Middle East. We'll get to that at the top of the hour. Trouble in the Middle East. Britney Spears taking a break. Trouble in the Middle East. 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 Britney Spears taking a break, everybody. And Trouble in the Middle East.
Speaking
we're
going to
get those stories. Oh, what could it be?
3 minutes. We got to take a break.
I'll tell you. Trouble in the Middle East, Drew.
Let's
trouble
take a call
in the Middle
for it.
We'll get the full details at the top of the hour. Trouble in the Middle East. We break for weather. We break for traffic. Speaking of breaking, look out for brake lights on the 405. Slow and go on the 101. We'll give you a little extra time in your morning commute. Hold on, Drew. Morning commute, a little extra time. Because here's the thing.
There's a spilled load of oranges on the 405. Lots of looky-loos.
Lots of looky-loos. Look out for brake lights. And by the way, I've lived in Los Angeles my whole life. I do the morning commute. I average about 93, 94 miles an hour. I've never noticed there being any traffic. I mean, not on the freeways.
No, once
in a while, you see somebody on a, I don't know, you know, a little fender bender on a surface street or something. People, traffic?
Never on
no,
the freeway.
No, not 405.
Never,
no,
not
no,
in Los
no,
Angeles.
No,
never.
No. Carl?
Yes.
You're 26?
Yes.
What's happening?
I love your rants on traffic.
Well, you've had plenty of those tonight, so that's good. Don't encourage them, Carl. Here we go. What's going on?
I'm 26. My wife is pregnant. Whenever we have sex or whenever she has an orgasm,
yeah.
She has cramps, and right after she orgasms.
How far into the pregnancy is she?
She's about 4.5, 5 months.
You got to talk to her obstetrician about this. This may not be the right thing to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
It may not mean anything. It may be okay. But you can induce preterm labor in some situations through sex. Now, for the most part, obstetricians allow people to have sex provided they're not high-risk pregnancies right up to the end.
Mm-hmm.
But it may be something going on here you got to look into.
Mm-hmm.
Things like, you know, placenta coming down in the wrong position. And the various things can cause problems.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's really nothing we can do except for maybe not have sex.
You need to talk to the obstetrician. And if
it's not what he said, but you got to talk to the doctor.
I didn't
doctor.
Say anything like that, in fact. I said it may be okay, and it's not. She's got an enlarging mass in her abdomen. It may be causing some muscular spasm when she contracts in orgasm. Nothing you can do about that. But
let
the question
translate.
Should you be having sex?
Here's how it's going to work. He's going to hang up the phone. What Dr. Drew say? Said anal. Really? That's what he said. Really? Are you sure? Would you please assume the position before Drew gets mad? He's going to call up with an anal follow-up. You ever do an anal follow-up, Drew?
Anal follow-on.
Follow-on. Sorry. All right. Go. If you're pregnant and you're having pain in your abdomen, you need to go
stop.
See somebody,
right?
Right?
You want to cut it out.
Stop whatever you're doing and go see the doc, right?
Yeah. It may be fine. I mean, again, the uterus is when it's expanding rapidly. Obviously, the muscles can change down there, and they can spasm when she's orgasming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, let's, huh?
Yeah.
Michael?
Yeah.
Michael?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
You're engaged.
Yeah, long story, but I got kicked out of school. My girlfriend's parents, she doesn't think that I can support her daughter. But I am going to GED classes.
Oh, all right.
Well, that qualifies you as able to be an adult and support somebody.
And by the way, that worthless piece of paper.
Right.
If I'm hiring and I see the GED, I say BFD.
Or run.
I would rather see, I'd rather have a guy, like, here's the old deal. If you don't graduate high school, you should spend 10 minutes coming up with a decent excuse, and then that's it. No one went, the GED to me is worse than nothing. Yeah. If I'm a potential employer.
Right.
Like, my other thing is like, here's the thing. Here's what, here's, look. Drew, ask me why I didn't get my, where's your diploma? I didn't get my degree.
How come you didn't graduate high school?
Well, my dad actually went overseas. We went to Europe for a couple of years, junior and senior year, and then I came back, and I just needed to get to work at that point. I mean, I didn't want to be a 20-year-old in high school, so
and,
it didn't work
see
out.
Here, you've got nice letters of recommendation, as opposed to?
GED is, here's what it is. GED is, I went to rehab my junior year for as I was a sniffing copier toner.
No, it's and, sniffing copier toner, and I just kept doing that all day. I didn't go to school.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. Yeah. That's right. And then they basically threw me a bone with this piece of paper.
Right.
It's really just confirmation that you know I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't bother with that GED. And Michael. Okay, you're 17. You don't need to be getting engaged at 17.
No, absolutely.
Everybody,
not.
Everyone
that
is right,
not
but
solve
you.
Solve any problems.
Here's the thing: you don't have to break up.
Just don't get married.
Just don't get married.
And don't have kids.
Oh, don't have any kids. Work it out. Believe me, we're geniuses, and you'll learn that soon. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
Why don't you yell at your neighbor from here?
Phone number.
This is who you should be yelling at, not your family.
Everybody. I would really like to, here's what I want to create. Here, you want to know my idea of a utopia?
Mm.
Because I've had so many jack-off neighbors over the past few years. I would like, here's the only thing they can understand. Everyone who has a house or even an apartment has a story about that neighbor. You know, that idiot, the guy's calling the cops on you, the guy's coming over with the notes. The guy who can't talk to you. He's got to work through the cops. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
I got one neighbor who I get a note from the city because the hedge is too high. He can't come over and say the hedge is too high. I got to get like served. And here's what these people deserve. They deserve each other living next door to them.
But strangely, they collude together. Those guys, they kind of get together. Those people.
I want them. Well, maybe. I would like, so here's my idea of a utopia. We get the, and then there's the people that magically make it through an entire life without ever calling the cops, without ever sending a note over.
Could you imagine sending a note to your neighbor? Could you imagine it?
Here's what it would take for the ace man to head over to your house with a note. You would have to be on your roof, shirtless, you'd basically have to be firing flaming arrows into the roof of my house and have full war paint on.
Right.
In order for me. And even then, I would let the first 25 arrows go before I came over.
Absolutely.
With a note.
Right.
There's no stereo that's loud enough.
No.
There's no parking that's egregious enough or you can't hang your bumper far enough out into the street. There's really nothing you could do that would ever make me come over to your house and want to contact you about anything. You just couldn't. I could hear screams coming from your house 24/7. I mean, you could be a combination of Rick James and Dahmer. You could have a white.
They should enjoy.
You should enjoy. You understand? There could be light aircraft dropping kilos of heroin that landed in my yard, and I would just pick them and throw them up
in
your yard.
Because you and I have a very powerful belief in the sanctity of private property. That's your private property. As long as you're not doing things that directly damage. I by the way, have a hillside from my neighbor that falls on my property every year. Whole hillside comes down.
Right.
No, I've not said anything to him. I just pick up a shovel, throw it back.
I don't
write a note. I don't tell him what I'm doing. What's he going to do?
It's a combination between it's your house, you do what you want to do, and I just can't stand talking to anybody I don't know. I'm going to assume I don't like you in advance, and I don't want to come over there and talk to you. I've had people park in front of my garage. I couldn't get my car out, and then it was like, I'm going to give them half an hour and see if they move before I go over there.
Right.
There's nothing. I just can't stand it.
Yeah.
Now, as painful as that is as joyous as it is for many a-holes out there, like to bother everyone, send notes, call the cops, do the this, do the that. Please, here's my idea of utopia. You a-holes just move on to your own goddamn island and bug the F out of each other. You just learn what it's like. You should know what it's like living next door to you. The old geezer who's got to call the meter maid to come by because the car's been parked out front for more than 3 days and have it towed. That guy, the guy's going to call the cops on New Year's because a little too much noise coming out of the house and it's 9:15 at night. The neighbor that's got to send up a note because anytime you trim your lawn or trim a hedge in between. You a-holes should all experience each other in your full a-hole glory. Can there be some sort of a housing project just called Lazy Acres?
A-hole Glory.
Yeah, A-hole Glory's over there and Lazy Acres is over here. That's just the guys who want to play the stereo would never dream of calling the cops or anything.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Yeah, we just sit around, we just let live. Let live. I made it my whole life, never called the cops, never went to the neighbors, never put a note on a windshield.
Yeah, the note.
Oh, the note on the windshield. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I did put a note on a windshield.
You smashed a guy up or something?
No, I put a note on a windshield because I had a guy who parked in front of my house who just dumped trash. He was like, you know the people that just, by the way, they use their car to transport trash and then they roll the window down, they just chug it like they empty their ashtrays, and throw the whole McDonald's stuff. I can't stand people that litter, by the way.
Yeah.
But called him. I had the cops show up, by the way. I had a neighbor call the cops because I was working on a house. Somehow the phone lines got crossed, like in the construction.
Ooh.
And what would happen was I'd pick up the phone to call the dumpster place, and I'd be dialing, and then I'd put the phone in my ear, and there'd be another conversation.
Ooh.
So everything sounded like this. Hello, is this Crown Disposal? Hello, who? Oh, sorry, our lines must be. Yeah, no, I'm your neighbor. The lines must have gotten crossed or something. Sorry. And hang up. Cops showed up. The C next door, or the D, I don't know what their thing was, a chick.
D?
C with the...
D-bag?
No, I'm telling you.
The D, okay.
Yeah,
the C or the
C's
D, yeah.
The,
I get the C with the D. Absolutely.
Right, rhymes with runt. Rhymes with Rick.
Rick, yeah.
The point is cops show up at the house. What's going on with the phone? I was like, we're doing it. You can't come... What? You're calling the cops? And by the way, what's my plan? To pick up... I'm listening in on your crappy phone conversations about soap operas, and I pick up the phone and I'm talking into it. And then everyone's using the cops. All right, please stop, everyone. Stop at the cops. Stop calling the cops. Leave them alone. Cops coming over because the phone line across. And wait, what's the master plan? I'm admitting what's going on.
Again, there should be a charge for that. There should be a fee.
All right.
Fee for everything else.
All right, Drew, let's keep going.
Here we go.
Caitlin's over here. Caitlin's,
Hello?
20. Caitlin?
Yes.
What's up?
Hi.
Hey.
Okay. So let me start this by saying, I've been dating. I dated this guy in high school for 2 years, and then we broke up when he got to college. I'm a year older than him, and which is probably the problem. But anyways, he started calling me all summer long. He was in Texas for baseball, and we started sleeping together again, and. And lately, the most recent thing is, I told him, we had made plans over the phone, you know, that I was going to come over.
You know I would have made a great neighbor for? Mm. John Wayne Gacy.
Which one was he? Which one was he?
You don't know anybody.
Did he get the penis cut off or something? What happened to him?
No. That was Billy Ray or Billy Bob or John. That was John...
Something else.
Yeah. John Wayne Gacy's the guy who dressed as a clown and bury everyone under his house.
Oof. Yeah, you would let him get away with that. You would let him just roll on.
I would have been seeing a face through the shade at 4 in the morning in a clown. Big nose.
white paint.
Silhouette through the shade. Huge nose and a pointy clown
with
the
bozo head.
Big bozo head strangling a 9-year-old. And I'd be like, well, you got to live and let live. Come saw. What are you going to do? Screams coming, just screams, and then horrible smells coming from underneath the house. Oh, what are you going to do? Listen, I'm not the boss of him. You got to live and let live. Caitlin?
Yes?
So anyway, 20? So you're having sex with him again, and?
I'm
John
sorry?
Wayne Bobbitt is who you're thinking
John
of, Drew.
Wayne Bobbitt, yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we're sleeping
Drew,
together.
Drew, hold on. For that, you're getting a fart.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Drew doesn't know serial killers. Come on, buddy. All right, sorry. Having sex. Yeah, baseball. Here we go.
Right. Anyways, so I told him I was coming over tonight, and I was gonna be waiting for him in sexy lingerie, right? Mm-hmm. And he didn't come home that night. He was at a party. I tried calling him. He wouldn't pick up my phone. He came home, dropped off his roommate, and then left. And left me there in his bed. And he didn't talk to me for like a week or two after that. And he says that the whole reason for that was because he was mad I was in his bed without him.
No, it's BS.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. He just doesn't.
What's mad about that? I don't understand.
Look, he's just an a-hole. He's out with somebody else. He got something interested him, something shiny, whatever. And he went after that.
Okay, well, then I had a sex party at his house, you know, when the lady comes and brings all those dildos and you get to check them out and everything.
Yeah,
well,
sure.
Of course. Adam has those parties all the time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Neighbors complain, though.
Well, we're in college. We have those, you know.
Right.
But anyways, he came home and we're having that party and everything. He left, picked up a girl and brought her back, who she actually introduced herself to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went to bed together while I was still there.
Well,
why
you
do
know,
you think he
Kate,
did that?
All right, Caitlin.
Oh, by the way, Caitlin.
As long as you're counting guys who are, you know, what about Dr. Drew? He's married and having sex with another woman. Yeah, he's not your boyfriend.
Well, if you're like a stalker and he's trying to shake you.
Yeah, he's obviously trying to, you know, dissuade you the best way he can.
He's being.
Oh, by the way, what college could you possibly be going to?
UNR.
University of Nevada, Reno.
Really?
Right.
What do they do? They teach like slot machine repair
and sex toy.
sex toy repair. I picture this whole thing.
Other things.
Based on here's how you rig a roulette wheel. This is you're going to be late for the buffet class. Oh no. Don't eat the rice. That's what they want you to eat. Load up on shrimp.
But Caitlin, this guy is, in no uncertain terms, absolutely done with this relationship and wants you out of the house. That's
okay.
That's what this whole thing is.
Yeah, how about,
I mean, absolutely.
How about taking a clue?
How come? No, I totally understand. I'm over it, but I don't understand why he didn't have the balls to, like, say that to my
Because
face.
He wants you out. He wants you out of his life, out of his house.
And look, listen, ladies, if I have to hear that, I don't care. I'm over it. I just don't understand. I want to know why.
No,
I mean,
stop.
I don't care. I don't like him. I'm past it.
There's no, guys
him.
Do not.
I just want to know.
Guys do why. Not play games. He is just on to the next thing.
And what do you want to know? He's an idiot.
He's
you're
on
gullible.
To the next thing.
He's
and you're
got
not
a boner.
Leaving.
That's it. What is there to know?
I guess you told me everything.
That's it. Move on, baby. You're hot.
Get out of there. Get out of this guy. You should never be treated like this by anyone ever.
You're too good for him.
Whatever, whether you are or you're not, this is
might not be good enough for him.
The point is, this is inhuman treatment, and no one deserves that.
Yeah, he deserves better. I agree with Drew.
Just get out of there.
Out.
Okay, I'm out.
All right, fine. All right. Find a new guy. And I don't know why everyone has to do that thing where they're like, look, I don't care if you want to see other people. I just want to know why you... I want to know why with everything
all
the time.
It's involving me. Therefore, what's your intent? Because we're in a relationship.
Yes.
And you must be meaning something towards me to make me do something or feel something as opposed to...
Yes. As opposed to...
Gone.
Here's the thing, everybody. Not everything has to do with you.
Right.
This guy was effing you. He got tired of doing that. He saw a hotter chick. He wants to F her.
That is it.
It's not about what he's trying to do to you.
No, you don't
it's
exist
about
anymore.
What is nutsack's trying to do to another chick?
That's it.
And as much as you want to know what about you, that's what he's thinking. He's thinking, I would like to nail her. And you're thinking, well, what's that mean to me? Well, it means nothing. He's not doing anything to you. He's thinking of him the same way you're thinking of you.
But he's thinking about the way a male thinks, which is onto the next object.
Right.
Whatever that
and
is.
And what is he thinking, you ask? He's not.
No. He has just a picture of Claudia Schiffer in his head.
He's thinking of somebody else.
That's it. Yeah.
Right. So what happens all the time.
But the women will not accept how men operate. It's a relationship. Therefore, in the relationship, we must be having some sort of dance.
But you realize, I mean, in society, we haven't talked about this in a while, but it's, you know, the person that has to look at everything as something intentional. I mean, whether it's this guy wants to just get laid with somebody else, what's he doing to me, what message is he sending me, to the person that, you know, the person, like, you know, you're driving your car and they step off the curb and, oh, you stop short and they give you, like, what the, whoa. It's like, well, look, listen, if I was trying to run you over, you'd be dead, number one. Number two, what do you mean, what? I'm driving a car. You stepped off the curb. We had a near miss, but you're fine. What are you implying?
Right. What's the implication?
Do I know you? I mean, when you think about the narcissism mm-hmm. that people have, where everything has to do with them, mm-hmm. and then other people who are narcissistic feed into it. Right. I sit there and overhear these conversations all the time. Oh, well, she did this because he... And I'm the one going, no, they don't care. They're not thinking. You know how you never think about other people?
They're not thinking about you either.
There's two of you.
Yeah.
You just ran into each other.
But if you expect from the world bad things or abuse or exploitation or trauma, you find it everywhere.
It's
always going to... They're coming to get me all the time. It's intentional. Volitional.
Oh, my favorite. There's no better time in my life than when I tell one of these idiots to shut up. I tell you, one time I was on the lot. I haven't told this story in 5 years, but I was on the lot where we used to work, and I did that thing where the stupid security guard told me to get out and turn around or whatever, and I did one of those moves where I threw it into reverse and started looking over my shoulder as I started rolling, and there was a guy who was literally standing behind my car, even though it was running. I immediately stopped, and he was like, oh, my God, you almost hit me. Yeah, sorry about that. Do you realize you almost... Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Well, did you... Eventually, I said, I didn't hit you, so shut up. And, oh, my God, now devastation.
I wounded.
What is that thing, by the way, where you have to stretch every goddamn episode like taffy, you know, just milk it. Like, here's the deal. A car of a guy you never saw before started to back up, then he saw you. Then he stopped.
Listen, I was...
The car that you planted yourself behind, by the way, while it was running.
I was stopped in an intersection once, and I saw this woman. She was turning right off of a one-way street, and she's looking left as she's turning right, and some girl, an Asian girl on a bicycle, is coasting downhill.
Well, they don't all ride bikes, Bruce.
And she comes off the sidewalk right in front of this woman who's looking to the left to turn right because it's a one-way.
Right.
And she pops her. She hits her and bumps her. And it's like, oh, my gosh, she's totally freaked out. Two people stopped and said, I saw her. She aimed for her, and she intentionally did that. Like, what's in it for her? This woman's got a bunch of kids in the back. It's like, really? Is this a little target practice?
Hates Asians.
My kids?
Hates bicycles.
Like, what do people think?
I tell you what they think. The one who says they did it, I saw it, and she did it intentionally, is just
a trauma survivor.
And, well, here's what it's good for. The next time she makes one of her ridiculous accusations against society, hopefully someone will back her up.
Right.
Because that's the kind of world we're living in.
Right.
Here's the kind of world we're living in. People don't care.
I know.
They don't care. Mm. And, yes, everyone, look for the motivation. You got to be like a cop. Yes, the woman in the SUV with the five kids, what's she doing? Carving, was she another notch in her rear view? She clipped another Asian on a bike.
And she had nothing but time to kill today. Here's what I'm guessing.
She did some time in Nam, in Hanoi Hilton.
That's right.
Tortured.
Yeah, she just saw. She went red.
She flashed back.
She had to go after her.
She had one of those Chuck Norris type.
Aim for
80s
floored
flashbacks.
Right into her. That's
floored
it
right into
yeah,
her.
That's it.
And here's the other thing too, everyone. Yeah, like I said, you want to kill somebody, you're in a 5,000-pound SUV.
No problem.
She's 103 pounds wet on a bike, you take her out. You can get take her out.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone, stop thinking about yourselves. Start focusing on me. Yes, Drew?
Yes, sir.
All right. You ready to rock?
All right.
Ass full of everyone tonight. Margaret?
Hey.
What's happening, baby doll? You're 25.
Yes. I have been dating this guy for about a month or so.
What does that have to do with me?
Are you been dating this guy for a month?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right.
On and off, like not serious. Mm-hmm. And he's a great guy. He's successful. He's awesome. He's really nice. He's really smart. But there's
it something... It sounds like the kind of guy you should be with, you ought to be
with. Exactly.
But not somebody you want to be with.
Uh-oh.
No, I do. That's the problem. I really want to be with him, but I feel like I'm not... I feel like he's... This sounds really awful, and I can't believe I'm saying it, but he's not that good looking.
Mm-hmm.
And that turns me off.
Oh.
And I feel like that makes me really, really shallow.
Mm-hmm.
And it pisses me off about myself.
Well, if you weren't good looking, he wouldn't be with you is the scary thing. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Unfair.
But his brain works the same way. So.
Well, he's not bad looking. He's a good looking guy. He doesn't have that like classic look.
Not your type.
All right. Well, hold on.
Let's see. Maybe he's just not my type. I don't know.
See, we can.
Half of my friends tell me that
all
I
right.
need to get.
All right. Shut up.
I wonder what half her friends tell her. Be able to give us more information.
Half my friends tell me I should get over it.
Yeah.
The other half say if this is a stumbling block because you're not attracted to him physically, then you're never going to get him. Yeah?
Let's hear it.
You know what? I'm going to start going and calling in the show.
Calling in answer.
Yeah. It's me being on the air hour and 42 minutes a night is not enough. I want to actually provide the calls, too.
All right, all right.
I'm going to talk to myself. Eventually, I'm going to work you out of the equation,
Phil Henry
too,
show.
Drew. Yeah. All right, Margaret, what do half your friends tell you?
You hit it right on the nail, Adam.
And by the way, I'm now set for another 30 years. All right. I always know what half friends talk about.
Yeah.
All right. So
Margaret. We need to know what you're attracted to, whether or not we would be advising you to kind of get on into this relationship or to trust your instincts. So were you abused growing up?
No.
Okay. Your parents are together?
Yes.
No alcohols in your family?
Nope.
No sexual or physical abuse?
Nope.
Did you have have you sown your oat, so to speak? Have you dated a lot of guys?
Yes, a lot.
And so you know it a lot.
Ooh. You're hot,
a lot.
Margaret, you're a good-looking chick?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, the thing about being a hot chick is you're acutely aware of it. Society has made you aware of it since the seventh grade. And you realize that there's up-trading that could be done.
The number match.
Yeah.
That's why I feel so bad about this.
I'd like to find out what this guy looks like. Unfortunately, I'm a dude, so I can't judge dudes. I don't know.
You're not gay, man.
I'm not homo, man. Yeah, I can't judge. I don't know if you're good looking. I don't know if Rob Lowe's good looking. I don't know the
difference.
Because
that'll make you gay.
Judge them, right?
Well, I can't judge the difference between I can't tell the difference between Michael Moore and let's just say Brad Pitt. I can't tell because I'm a dude. You know what I'm saying? And I can't judge.
Stephen Hawking and Fabio.
Stephen Hawking.
Can't tell the difference.
Physically?
Can't tell the difference.
Can't intellectually, but I'm a dude, so I can't judge.
If you remember, you and I have explored this a little bit. The strange thing about women is that women have sort of, there's another capital that men can accumulate, which is above and beyond their actual physical appearance, which is their status.
Mm-hmm.
And that affects women's perceptions of guys.
Mm.
So what does this guy do?
He's in the Navy. He's a lieutenant in the Navy.
Is he a little? Is he kind of beneath what you normally date too? That way?
No, he's very successful in the Navy.
Very successful.
Well, okay. Very, very successful in the Navy though translates into $29,000 a year.
The money thing doesn't bother me.
She comes from money.
Your parents have money?
My dad was in the Navy.
Oh, okay, all right.
What did he do?
He was an admiral.
Wow!
And I picked that
admiral.
This guy knows my parents, too. I mean, he works... He's the... I'm giving way too much information.
So in a way, though, Margaret, you feel guilty because this is really who you're supposed to date. This is a facsimile of dad who you idealize.
Mm.
And so it's extra guilt-provoking.
Mm.
But it sounds like you should trust your instincts a little bit. You really should. You've got to be really fully into somebody if you're going to keep with the relationship.
Wait a minute. I sort of disagree. Now, your dad was... What kind of boat did he skipper? Your dad.
Probably a fleet.
My dad?
Yeah.
Oh, he skippered
many different ones.
Aircraft carriers?
He was the commander of the 7th Fleet.
Oh, wow. By the way, is there a 6th and an 8th? Because I don't hear about the 7th one. You know, you don't hear about the 6th Fleet or the 8th one.
There is a 6th Fleet. That's in Hawaii.
It's in the other, yeah.
It
7th's out here.
7th. Oh, 7th gets all the press.
Japan.
All right. And has he done aircraft carriers? Has he done battleships?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
The fleets of them.
I know, but in, you know, you got to. They don't just give you the fleet. You got to work your way up.
Right.
You got to skipper. You got to skipper a nice battleship.
Oh, let's keep her on line. I'll talk more.
The aircraft carrier, Drew. You know what? It's like a floating city.
No, do say.
It's a floating city.
Wow.
I love that. Every goddamn aircraft carrier express. It's literally, it's a floating city. All right. It's a floating city. It's got a barber shop. Okay.
General store.
We get it. There's
laundry.
There's 3,300 guys on the vessel. We understand. You got to do some laundry.
Yeah.
Fine. So, Margaret.
Yeah.
I say you've been with this guy for a month.
Give it a little
time. I say stop. You're all up in your head. Just relax a little bit. See where it goes.
Now, women can sometimes develop.
Women are much more flexible that way.
You can develop a sexual attraction for somebody that you should be with. I would say, though, what?
We have been sexual, and he's older than I am. And
yeah, but you're not into it. You're not into it with him. You don't have a passion for him.
It feels good, but I'm not intellectually, like, in my head into it. But physically, yeah. I am.
He's got to give you a nice, you know, he's got to go down on her right. Convert.
He has.
Yeah, ooh. Drew, I know what Drew's thinking. Drew's thinking I could win her over to the dark side. Drew, take care of you, but good. He only takes his glasses off for one thing.
Well, Drew's cute.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I don't know, because I can't judge dudes.
You'd be gay, then.
I can't judge dudes. All right, so, Margaret,
my thing is, if you got your compass put together right, meaning you had a decent childhood and you're not genetically flawed, you trust your instincts, and really you want to have intellectual, spiritual, sexual compassion.
But she's 25 and she's growing out of that. She may be growing out of that phase in life.
Yeah. But
I'm just saying, stop beating it in your head that you're not attracted to. Just give it a break. Just give it another month. See how you feel.
I think she needs that passion piece more.
Maybe it'll
get there. But I agree with that. I'll give it a little time. See.
Right.
But don't feel bad if it doesn't work out.
Margaret, just go.
There's certain chemical. There's such a thing as chemistry. I really believe that.
I know.
And it's between unhealthy people sometimes, and it's going to be between healthy people.
Okay, too cathartic.
I don't think I'm beating it into my head that I'm not attracted to him. I think I'm just not attracted to him, and I'm trying to beat into my head that I am attracted
to him. All right, well, then you're done.
So Mark must live on Coronado Island.
Yeah, he's got to set sail. You got to find a hot guy.
You live in Coronado, right?
Yeah, she does. All right, let's take a break.
That's where the Admiral's live, right?
I don't know, Drew. I'm tired.
Set the scene.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Oh, yeah.
Once again, the show interrupts our conversation.
Get it on, everybody.
Damn.
Drew and I talking each other's ears off during the break, and then the show pops up, and pow, cut off at the knees.
You're gay. You're gay. We can't tell.
We're just going to make notes. We're
going to
make notes of stuff we got to finish.
At the bathroom.
And we're talking about real estate or something, and then the show rudely interrupted us, and now Drew has to make a little note. All right, you ready to keep going here, Drew?
Yeah.
All right. Should we just go to break? Finish our conversation? And we do like a 20-minute segment after this? Lola?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
You're 24?
Yes.
What's happening, baby doll?
What up?
What's going on?
Okay, so I'm wondering, I heard recently that the morning after pill acts as an abortion.
Where'd you hear that?
Just around. I've been hearing that from time to time, and I took it a couple years ago, and I'm wondering if that's true or not.
Go look it up, how it works. It works exactly the same way as the birth control you take every day.
Slippery slope.
Precisely the same way.
Slippery slope.
It suppresses an egg from being released from your ovary.
And are people playing God, Drew?
There is a theoretical possibility of a whole series of medications potentially maybe interfering with implantation.
Slippery slope.
But this product...
Can you tell me again what you just said right now?
The predominant effect of that pill, the morning after pill, like any other birth control pill, is it suppresses an egg from being released from your ovary, so there's never a sperm reaching an egg. All hormonal contraceptives and many COX-2 inhibitors like Vioxx and Celebrex and Bextra may have a theoretical possibility of interfering with implantation.
May.
In other words, if the sperm reaches the egg, it might interfere with that implantation process. Probably not.
That is exactly what I heard. It says that once the sperm is fertilized, probably not.
But if we were to make the case that it does, let's say it does, you'd have to also eliminate all birth control pills.
Slippery God.
And COX-2 inhibitors, because they all potentially interfere with implantation.
Playing slope.
Okay, so it's not as though this product has a unique property that way. Yeah. It's the same as any other hormonal contraceptive.
Playing slippery God slope. Slope God slippery.
Oh, my God.
It's just slippery slope.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But tell you what, we got to keep the Democrats in office, tell you that, because otherwise, back alley abortion. Coat hangers and back alley abortion.
I heard Barbara Boxer say that. Back alley abortion.
Back alley abortion. Did you hear her say
it? I heard
back
say.
Alley abortion. Got to do it for the ladies. Because, well, when Clinton was in office for those 8 years, you couldn't go through an alley without running over a fetus.
That was Reagan. Those are Reagan years.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I mean. Yeah, Reagan. Reagan. When during the Reagan years, you know, we had a Republican in there. Back alley abortions. I would take an alley because I live in an apartment in Santa Monica. I'd have to put my wipers on because it'd be zygotes would start building up on my windshield. I'd have to hit it with that blue spray. Yeah, Barbara Boxer's right. She's genius. And you know what I respect about her? She doesn't try to use scare tactics
and
to get
way,
votes either.
Back alley abortions, now they're done chemically, so there could never, ever even be that anymore.
I ran through a puddle of kid. Yeah, they used abortion juice on him. Yeah, but they're done chemically, but they administer it with a coat hanger. That's how they do it, Drew. A rusty metal coat hanger.
Just for historical, quaint historicity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know who they do it to? People of color.
Only
people of color. Are you ready to go here, Drew?
Let's go.
It's because it's slippery slope.
Yeah, slippery slope.
All right, slippery.
Do you go to law school?
You're a plain guy.
Do you go to law school?
I don't. Yeah, I went to law school.
The only person I hear use the slippery slope.
Slippery slope.
Analogy.
Slippery slope. Yeah.
People who went to law school.
Yeah. Got to have Kevorkian
in
the joint.
They teach you about slippery slopes there.
It's important Kevorkian rots in the joint. Slippery slope. Slippery slope. John?
Yeah.
29?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
I have, I'm reading Drew's book, and I can't put it down. It's great.
Thanks, John. Cracked, please. By the way, I read some.
Go get cracked.
But I read some reviews of it on Amazon. I did, and they were delightful, and it raised my spirits. Thank you, those of you that write kind things.
Well, yeah, you've mentioned
you're gay.
Read them, and I think people respond directly to that.
I know they write pretty bad things too, but
yeah, but they're just trying to get to you.
Well, they do.
Why do you do it, Drew?
Why do I read them, or why do I let it get to me?
Why do you? It's going to get to you if you read it. Don't read it.
Well, I'm looking for the good ones.
You shouldn't do that either.
Nah, you're probably right.
You should just go home, watch some TiVo, and wait to die.
I'm gay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I'm at the point if someone hands me a magazine and someone says there's something about you in it, I won't even open it.
I do that.
About me?
No, about you.
You should be reading about me.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't do it.
Okay.
Don't ever read about yourself. I figure it's all bad. All right? All right.
Unless Tom Shales writes it, then I'm going to read it.
Oh, wait a minute. Is Tom Shales that big fat homo? Or is he the big fat homo? Which one is he? Yeah. Another guy called me Wolfman?
Yes. Neanderthal. And Wolfman.
That was a great review. I got to bring that thing in one day.
And let's be clear here. You feel at liberty to call this guy names, and you are being very disparaging.
I say whatever I want about him. He says whatever he wants about me.
Right. He was being horrible to you.
Yeah. What do I care? I don't care. I don't care because he don't care. And
maybe you shouldn't take out groups with him.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, it's too late. No. Here's the other thing I was thinking about. I didn't want to get going.
All right.
Entertainment Weekly.
All right, that's right.
But here's what I'm shocked about. I should speak to the good folks over at Entertainment Weekly. When I heard about the new Man Show being canceled, shocking, is it not true?
Well, they loved it.
They loved it.
A great improvement.
So much better than the old one.
They did a corollectomy.
Yeah, God bless them. Mm. Wonder what happened. And by the way, usually the reviewers are so dead nuts on. I mean, you love the new Man Show better than the old Man Show, and it's canceled after only a year.
Well, they got great judgment.
Shocking. Why did you just pull me over the feather, Drew?
So anyway, John, thanks for reading the book. What's the question?
I have my first kidney stone. I'm 29. It's on my left side. It's small, and the doctor's recommending that I pass it. She gave me Vicodin.
Are you in recovery?
No.
Have you been an addict?
No.
Okay. Well, don't be a puss. Eat up.
Well, hold on.
This is a sort of rite of passage. It's my first major painkiller, and I was reading your book, and I mean, the one thing is the holidays are coming up, and I'm not sure if I should try to pass the stupid thing because it's supposed to be worse than giving birth.
Well, you have no choice. It's either going
to
pass or it isn't.
Well, but I hear you can drink a lot of water and cranberry juice and watermelon.
Yeah, maybe,
and
maybe.
And
maybe, maybe. But it's going to move when it moves for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And
no,
when it moves.
I can't hurry it along.
Well, probably not. And when it moves, it's horrible. And people need pain medication. They don't need to suffer for that. Unless you've been an opiate addict in the past, then you might want to reconsider what that would mean to you.
No, yeah, I have not.
All right. Have you ever been alcoholic?
No.
You have a history of alcoholism?
No, I don't think so.
No, you should be fine. You should be,
in fact, do you have a family history of lightweightism?
Here's the great irony.
Lightweight.
Here's the great irony, John, that the because you have not biological heritage, probably the Vicodin won't even work
for
you. It'll make you feel uncomfortable.
Oh, like true.
Yeah.
It's all weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate Vicodin. Oh.
I don't like that alcohol really at all either.
You
I don't like to feel altered.
But
I don't feel take out of
it.
Control.
But John, don't take it. He's one of my fans. We relax.
John, I don't trust people that don't like feeling altered.
You can I don't like feeling altered.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on a second. You can take the Vicodin when the pain gets bad, but don't take it in anticipation.
Yeah.
No, I really, really don't like that.
I know. You know why? You're scared, man. You're scared to let go, man. You're scared to be free.
No.
You know, because you try to control everything, man.
Yeah.
Just like you try to control the world, the government, man. Just like you can try to control the Asian man across the seas. You know what I'm saying, man? But you got to be free. You got to let yourself go. You ever feel tired in the morning?
Yeah.
Toxins building up in you, man. Let me tell you something, man. We live in a toxic environment.
You can shunt
you know what I'm saying? Shunt your colon. You know, you're lucky I don't know anything about medicine, but I do know something about toxins. I know something about chi. Understand?
A
let me
great
tell you
what's
right. The Asians, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, let me bring you some of the wisdom of the Orient.
Thousands
you know over there? You know over
time.
There? You know, they respect their elders. You know what I'm saying, man? They let their parents live at home. And you know what? They live in harmony with the land. You know what I'm saying? You got a cigarette? All right. All right. Let's take a break. He's
yes.
cool.
Yes.
All right. You
John's
cool?
John's a good guy. Yes,
you cool?
I like John.
Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline, Adam. Dr. Drew over there. Get it on. Tell you what, get it on. Gotta get it
Woo!
On. I'll tell you what, I wish I could judge dudes, but I can't.
You're not gay.
I'm not gay.
Well, although you'd like to be.
I'd like to be gay, but yeah. I can't judge. I'd like to be gay, but I'm not gay.
Maybe you ought to just
I can't
go,
judge
go
dudes.
With Adam. Maybe,
if I start
maybe,
judging dudes, maybe I'd go gay.
You your way in, yeah.
All right.
You've been looking for that for a long time.
I don't judge dudes.
Yeah, but this may be the way to
I
get
I don't
into
judge
it.
Your looks. Justin?
Yes.
I like when the super straight, sort of homophobic guys have to admit another guy's good looking. You know how they do it? They use kid. He's a good looking kid. Good looking. He's a good looking kid, too. You know? I'm not gay, but I'm just saying, you know.
Just saying.
You know, he's a good looking kid. You know, like to make him a little suck job, but, you know, I'm not gay. Okay. Okay. I like him to finish on me, but not. Like he's a good looking kid.
Here we go.
Justin.
Who are you talking to?
Justin.
Yes.
I want to talk to Justin. What did you do? Hang up?
Try it again.
Wrong with it? Justin?
There
Justin,
you
yeah, good looking kid. What's going on, okay?
I had a question. I have a problem with sweating a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Adam has some experience with
this. I do
this.
Too, yeah. Where do you sweat a lot?
Mostly from my underarms.
It's a good look. Chicks dig it when you pit out. I love that. All right, here's the thing. By the way, these deodorants, like I like these commercials where like, as your body temperature goes up, so does degree deodorant. Like, oh, you know, it's
whatever.
You it's sprayed some crap on you 2 days ago. What do you think? Oh, now you're in an important business meeting. Is the tension level goes up? It ratchets up with you or something.
Yeah.
None of this crap works. Here's
no,
the thing.
No,
works. No, it works for people that don't have a problem.
Right. It works for
if you have a
sweater.
Problem. It's like.
And by the way, that person for whom it works for, even you put them in a marathon in Hawaii.
You put them in a very tense situation
right.
or whatever. Obviously, it doesn't. Yeah. And here's the thing too. It's like, look, if you get migraines, Advil's not going to do it for you. You need something.
Right.
And basically, you got a headache under your armpits here. So if you got a problem, there's all kinds of surgeries now. The armpit is a layup.
Yeah, armpit.
They do it all the time.
Out the sweat glands. They give blockades.
They just do the block thing.
There's various things they can do. But yes,
so Justin,
there are guys that specialize just in this.
Yeah, go check it out.
Talk to you about that though.
Go on the internet.
Yeah, go on the internet. Look about. Christ, what's it called?
Hydrosis. Hyperhidrosis.
Yes, hyperhidrosis.
And just go look it up. The thing about the armpit thing is it's the most common one. That and the palms.
Yes.
Let me say this about the palm thing, too.
I don't have sweaty palms. I never did, except for when I was getting the surgery for the sweaty forehead.
Then you got it?
And the guy was trying to convince me I had sweaty palms.
Oh.
And I was explaining to him that I was literally strapped down to a gurney like you know, Jesus was to the cross. And there's about eight people leaning over me, and I had like a tube up my ass. And you know, and the guy kept going, your hand is sweaty. And you know, I was like, I feel I may die on the table. It's you understand? I'm not napping on my sofa, you jack off. I'm in a tense situation here. You know,
as it was, your hands got drier because of the procedure.
Yeah, but I don't have sweaty hands.
The point
I never
is,
did.
I know. The point is, though, he quotes the head with the hands, and indeed, the procedure.
No,
he
was
did.
Feeling. He was feeling. He was. He kept feeling.
Know, he knew the procedure
was
about to.
This
do.
Was another guy.
Drier.
This wasn't the doctor, but yes, I got a procedure so my head would stop sweating so much. And the guy, while I was about ready, and for the eighth time, someone's explaining to me how much pain I was going to be in when I woke up, and how this was wasn't a minor surgery, and blah blah blah. And meanwhile, the guys, there's machines going off and people leaning over me and stuff, and the guy keeps feeling. It's a little moist. I'm a little tense right now. No, I got to yell at people. Would you trust me?
It's basically like being shot in the chest too. This whole that's basically it. And they have the girl next to you is freaking out.
That was lovely. Oh. Nothing worse than when you're coming out of. No, there is something worse than when you're coming out of surgery and you got some chick going nuts next to you. All right. She was actually saying what I was feeling. I'll tell you what is worse.
Mommy, I can see you.
I'll tell you what's worse is the saltines and the little pack of Capri Sacco juice they give you.
Like,
anyone? Hey, by the way, procedure $10,000. Anyone got some OJ?
Yeah.
Anyone got a Nilla wafer or a Triscuit?
But there's an opportunity there. Business.
I gotta eat the saltines.
Post-surgical
like an
gourmet.
Yeah. Here's the thing. When I go to a restaurant and order salad and they give you the saltines, I don't eat them.
Right.
There's nobody over 11 that eats saltines.
Right.
How about you go ahead and spring for a box of Triscuits? That's all I'm saying. What? And I've screened about this before, though, Drew. Who decided saltine was the world's greatest hospital cracker? And by the way, there's nothing worse for you than a saltine.
But I think it's easiest to digest. And so if you're gonna
I can't
vomiting,
handle a Triscuit!
I know.
What's a Triscuit? What am I eating? A leg of lamb?
Saltine is just pure starch.
Saltine?
Triscuit's got like a little wheat in it or something. It's pure.
Whatever. First off, they didn't get the rib spreader out. Secondly, I'm not a puss. Thirdly, I'm allowed to eat, aren't I?
Yeah.
There's nothing going on with me.
Yeah.
How about an OJ and a Triscuit? Get a little sack of juice. It's like a nap time at the preschool.
Yeah.
Give us some decent. Would you ever eat? What circumstances would you eat a saltine under?
No, none.
And it's the worst food ever made.
Yes, not
it
good
is. Point. Is here's what a saltine is: salt, hence the name. So it's sodium, bleach flour, tons of shortening, and a little sugar.
It's
the four things everyone tells you not to eat.
Right.
All in the one convenient package.
Right.
It's served at the hospital.
Right. Their number one product.
Come on. I'm a little sampler platter from the Hickory Farms or something. That's all I'm saying.
Here we go.
I bring some goddamn food out, would you?
Let's add some fat to the display.
Here's my two things that I want at the hospital. I want to keep my underpants for non-sack related projects.
Yes, or ass related.
Ass and sack related. I'd like to keep my goddamn underpants. I'd like to eat something other than a saltine. And I would like some real juice.
No,
I want something that says grape drink on it. Comes a little sack.
You're in charge. First order of business. Noted.
Sitting there with a straw.
Sarah, 18.
Sarah?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey. What's up?
Hey. So anyway, everyone get these procedures to stop them from sweating. Because that deodorant ain't gonna do crap. Or the antiperspirant's not going to do crap.
So
if you got a
Sarah, problem. What is up with you?
Yeah.
well, actually, my there was this guy, or I've been seeing this guy for the last few months, and unfortunately, he lives in Nebraska, but he came down here, because I live in Vista. He came down here, and that's how we met, because he's visiting some family, and we dated for a little bit, and then he went back up there, and ever since...
How often do you see each other now?
We actually haven't seen each other in about a month.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is going to work, Sarah.
You're 18.
He had 18 long-distance relationships.
You're in Los Angeles.
Yeah, they just aren't
he's
supposed to.
He's in Nebraska.
Unless he's going to move out here, or you're going to live near him. Are you going to college?
Yeah, he's actually in college now, and he was going to move back down down here.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Where's he from? Is he from L.A.?
No, he's from Nebraska.
No. Do me one favor, however the relationship goes. When he comes to town eventually, please inform him that it's okay to turn right at a red. This is my theory, that everyone comes from Nebraska and New York and all parts where it's illegal, and then they come to our fair city where it is legal, and then I get caught behind them, and I'm literally honking at them, and they're looking at me like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah,
well, you don't have to worry about that.
All right, so Sarah,
drives like an a-hole? Good.
Are you going to college?
Huh?
Are you going to college?
Yes. Well, not right now because I'm still in high school.
But you're going to go to college.
Yes, I'm going to go to college.
I don't.
Where? Where?
Right now, I'm.
Right now.
Be careful with starting anything with right now.
Junior college. Junior college.
I have a
junior
in a UCSD, but
yeah.
I won't get a reply till January. So.
Mm-hmm. You only applied to one place.
Well, right now.
Why'd you only apply to one place?
I don't know.
All right. We'll see you.
Oh, Sarah.
Look, say hi to Engineer Chris when you show up on the campus.
Have you taken your SATs?
Yes, I have.
How'd you do? Well, right now.
I did pretty good.
All right, listen. Apply to a couple of UC schools and get some other...
What'd you get on your SATs?
Honestly, I don't remember right now.
Oh.
I'm tired.
Okay. She's not going to tell us.
Don't remember usually means 15, 14, high 14s, low 15s.
No, it means, no. It means maybe not four digits.
All right, buddy. Come on, don't judge. Stop judging.
But Sarah, listen, you got to go to college. This is going to restrict you from experiencing yourself. He's going to be doing God knows what while he's at college.
That's right. You're hot chick.
Just hang it up.
You're living
please.
In Los
don't
Angeles.
Don't try to make this work.
You're sporty chick. You don't need Mr. Cornhusker over there.
Ooh, thank you for limiting it to corn husking.
All right,
Sarah.
The corn holers. I wonder if anyone has ever screwed up with that. Thanks. Thank you, Herb. The band was fantastic. It's great to be here and the alumni, the fantastic corn hollers, corn husker. Husker.
It had
the annals of corn husker of Nebraska. A corn holer must come out about every 25th time. But old guy up there with the glasses. Thank you, coach. It's great to be here with the corn Huskers.
All right,
we'll take a quick break. Be right back. Yeah, get it on. Well, that's it. Done with the show. Drew, what do you think?
I think we're done.
All right. We'll be back.
I'm going to get out of here before that fart actually starts to stink up my room here.
Letting a little gas go.
That's good.
So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.